When near the end of day, life is drained, out of light, and it is too soon for the mind of night to have darkened things. No place looks like itself. Loss of outline makes everything look strangely in between, unsure of what has been or what might come. In this wan light, even trees seem groundless. In a while, it will be night, but nothing here seems to believe the relief of darkness. You are in this time of the interim, where everything seems withheld. The path you took to get here has washed out. The way forward is still concealed from you. The old is not old enough to have died away. The new is still too young to be born. You cannot lay claim to anything in this place of dusk. Your eyes are blurred and there is no mirror. Everyone else has lost sight of your heart, and you can see nowhere to put your trust. You know you have to make your own way through. As far as you can, hold your confidence. Do not allow confusion to squander this call which is loosening your roots in false ground, that you might come free from all you have outgrown. What is being transfigured here in your mind, and it is difficult to slow to become new, the more faithfully you can endure here, the more refined your heart will become for your arrival in the new dawn. I'm going to read that last stanza again. What is being transfigured here in your mind, and it is difficult to slow and become new. The more faithfully you can endure here, the more refined your heart will become for your arrival in the new dawn. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Nate. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. Okay, yes, yeah, you're listening to Fast and Loose. My name is Nate. I hope you enjoyed the John O'Donohue poem at the beginning. My wife brought back a bunch of physical copies of poems from the hospital that were being discarded. And so now they're just sort of around my house, which I'm for. That just like, oh, yes. And they're all like cut out like someone. It's one of those things where it's like, is this litter? No, it's poetry. And how could... I am aghast that you would think otherwise. It's a wonderful day in Medford. I'm telling you, it is a wonderful day. I think last week it was snowing at this time, and that really psychologically damaged some people. However, here, we earned it. It's, like, really humid, too. That's the funniest thing, is that, like, out for the run, you're just like, wow, this is it. I remember this. And it's a reminder to me, I'm a terrible hydrator. Mainly because, and to those listening, kind of know this take, where it's just like, the water that you drink just throughout your day is like enough water. You don't need to be sitting there in class or a meeting or whatever, just like pounding water in the air conditioning. The comeuppance for the folks who think otherwise is like exactly this week to 2 weeks, where I legitimately have gotten like dehydrated and have had like real problems going for runs and then coming back and like needing hours to recover and getting nauseous. Like the stuff, like really, really bad, because as you listeners know, it's like one or two cups of tea in the morning, end of story liquid wise for the rest of the day. So here's to me later, really, really eating it. And like, hopefully I don't have one of those moments where you're like on the sidewalk and people don't know if they're supposed to come up and be like, hey, are you okay? And you're like, I am fine. I'm just an idiot. But I only have to deal with the consequences of being an idiot for these like sort of 2 weeks. And then I like adjust and I'll actually start drinking water and like sort of compensating for the moisture loss and everything else. Also, shout out to the guy behind me driving in. As you know, I love to complain about stuff. So there's a left. You turn left from Webster onto Forest in Medford, and it's kind of like if you're sort of if you're just like that's a corridor that if you have to take it, you have to take it. That's the deal. Also, it's the place where like for some reason there's just like dudes in pickup trucks that are like, I cannot believe I have to wait here. And it was a uniquely tough time because we had a lot of traffic this morning, and I'm not super aggressive about easing out, but this is the only place I think in the world where like if you're not courteous or you're like making a mistake, it's if you're not ridiculously aggressive. So yeah, a guy was laying on his horn and then he finally popped onto the sidewalk to fly around me and then up to take a right, and I was taking a left. So that's going to be on my mind. The way, the way my brain works is like, that guy's crazy. That's what I think in my sort of like regular id. I don't call in if you know about psychology. And then like sort of the subliminal one is like, I was wrong somehow. Somehow I was wrong in all of that. But anyway. Also the first song, Swing Tree by Discovery, which just continues the Rostam piece to like, it's just, that's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear in the morning. And I think maybe it's what you want to hear too. So I'm going to play some more music that maybe you want to hear. And I'll come back and just kind of share with you the things that I've thought about, which is great. Okay. All right.
Not much of a future. where'd you put it? Waking up at the scene on the ground, I knew I should've. I knew you would've if we both knew we could've. If the situation let me, but don't forget me. There's not much of a future in letting yourself get old. When you hide the highs and just live the lows, you learn to blend that little heart of yours turn black. Don't end up wondering how do I turn these pages back.
Hey, what's up? I'm trying to get a video to play, but I just can't. I can't do it, and I'm sad. It's the, as you know, your boy's been listed as the listed, because it's not something I earned. It's certainly not something I earned. That like I am now the neighborhood ambassador for North Medford. So if you have an issue, and there is also Nate in North Medford is an email address you can now email with your questions, or more accurately, your problems. Yeah, I think defining the scope of what the neighborhood ambassadors are is going to be a real heavy lift, because I think it's just like one of those where like non-elected officials to listen to your gripes. It could be that, or just, I think the thing that I want, I'll say this, consider me. This is what this is. The reason I volunteered for this is that like, yeah, on like Facebook and Reddit, there's just arguments, and it's just like, did you hear this thing that happened in the city? I'm mad now. And I hope that like this neighborhood ambassador thing is more of just like, hey, let's like, we're also here living it, you know, that pothole or big old pile of dirt, I also have to deal with it, and this construction I'm upset with or whatever else. And that's like, let's like all pretend like we're neighbors, because we are. And my goal as the ambassador would be to have a little bit more like sort of in-person discourse. And again, like I'm not making decisions, and I'm certainly not in a position to communicate anything in a more forceful way than any other ordinary citizen is. In regards to all of that, I treat this in the same way that Dennis Duffy treats being the subway hero, which is in my mind. There's all these moments of just like, as your subway hero, I command you. the scene that I was trying to do is, it's when Dennis Duffy, they give him the Stanley Cup and they're like, what is that? He's like, it's the Stanley Cup, dummy. Hockey's ultimate prize. And me and it are teaming up to fight illiteracy. Oh gosh. What a fantastic. And I did watch a couple episodes of 30 Rock last night in celebration of the fact that, yes, being the subway hero and being the North Medford neighborhood ambassador, I think are going to have similar outcomes. But anyway, it's great. We had our first meeting last week, and I got to meet my fellow ambassadors. And it just seems like everyone's on the same page. I think it's been ill-defined for the general public, but I do think everybody who volunteered, which I do want to say, I'm in South Medford Hillsides right now, and it's great. Everyone seems to be like, hey, you know, I'm just here to help communication flow. And I do see it. It's, again, it's a big thing. I think it's a service to the city to try to do this, and we'll see how it all comes out. But yeah, I think a physical newsletter, if not that transforms into a physical newspaper for North Medford, would be great, and me doing the bulk of the writing, and then have some photography, I think would be great, where it's like, hey, that building across the street from Jim's that says it's a stained glass factory, what's going on with that? And then do some like real lazy investigative journaling. I've played a lot of Canadian music here on Fast and Loose, and that started with, I don't know, no, it's not. Rostam's American. Fake Shark, Real Zombie, Painted Gold, Yukon Blondes, I Want to Be Your Man, and then 200 Grand by Sunshine, which I am almost positive I'm the only person who's ever played on this radio station before, and I've played it like 10 times. So if you're like listening to this program and you're like, I wonder what is that song? It's by the artist Sunshine. And for a long time I had to play a video. I couldn't even play like a whole, like I couldn't even play like a, it just wasn't on. It wasn't available in the musical databases that I've been using. So anyway, few more songs from Canadians. And then I think I'll switch it to another country. Great. Hey, thanks for listening.
Come on, cherry, cherry, you're still very young. And we've only just started having fun. I'm picking fruit and I choose you, you're so cool. No need to save yourself for someone else to come. So you and kicked over a city street light at St. Thomas.
Sundown in the Paris of the prairie. We kings of all treasures buried. And all you hear are the rusted breezes pushing around the weather vane Jesus. Zippo lighter, he sees the killer's face. Maybe it's someone standing in a killer's place. 20 years for nothing, well, that's nothing new. Besides, no one's interested in something you didn't do. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see what the morning brings. There's a dream he dreams where the high school's dead and start. It's a museum and we're all locked up in it after dark. The walls are lined all yellow, gray, and sinister, hung with pictures of our parents, prime ministers. We kings and pretty things. Wait and see what tomorrow brings. Late breaking story on the CBC. A nation whispers we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past. If you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. We kings and pretty things. Let's just see what tomorrow brings.
Hey, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tavs Reform Radio, and my name is Nate, and that was a request. Not exactly, I mean, like, okay, Eli said you should play some The Tragically Hip, as sort of like the, and I chose Wheat Kings as a palate cleanser to the otherwise, I don't know, electronica-type music, I don't know. It all fits together. I think that that's like the moral of the story here, is that it all fits together. And yeah, we're enjoying a wonderful day. And I'm also going to say this. If you've got, if you're raising girls in your house, you know, there's a real, the hair-wise, Anna and Elsa from Frozen are the real sort of like ends of the spectrum. And when my daughter requests Anna braids, what she means is like pigtail braids. Hardest thing. 10 out of 10 for my clumsy hands. And I pulled them off today. And I told, and God bless the people at the bus stop. I was like, guys, I just want you to look at Lily's hair right here. We got two competently done braided pigtails here. Boom. Okay. I'm not even good for one braid. That's an Elsa braid. Single single braid down the back. It's just like how you hold the three strands of hair. Haven't nailed it yet. And I did make a joke that, like, especially at her daycare, the awesome teachers at her daycare are like freaking the Khaleesi's handmaidens when it comes to hair. Lily comes back with like just the perfect braids, and they're tight. And yeah. And then she's like ripping them out, and it's the whole thing. And anyway, also, if you're sick, I'm sorry. We just had some sickness run through the family, a weird spring sickness. But you know what? It's sunny outside, and that sun's going to hit your face, and it's going to kill all the germs in your body. Not the good germs, but all the bad ones that make you sick. There it is. Okay. I'm going to play some songs. I'm going to come back with a PSA, because I am not ready to do one now. Okay, hey, the Cambridge Consumers Council can help you negotiate a dispute with a business, your landlord, debt collectors, and more. The CCC works in cooperation with the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office to serve both the residents and consumers of businesses located in Cambridge, Somerville, and Waltham. While they do not enforce the law, they can inform you of your consumer rights and mediate your complaints before you choose to take legal action. They take walk-ins and mail to 831 Mass Ave, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02139. Feel free to call at 617-349-6150 or email consumer@cambridgema.gov to speak directly with an investigator. And follow them on Twitter @CambridgeLLC for important consumer information. All of their services are free of charge, and if you feel you've been the victim of unfair or deceptive business practices, then please contact the Cambridge Consumers Council and get the help you need. I didn't know that was a thing. And now, here we are, knowing about it. That's great. Know your rights. And there are, especially in Massachusetts, there's a lot of people out there looking to help you. My brother was in town over the weekend, and it was great. We did the 1-2 punch of going downtown to Monica's, a place I'd only been once before with Anton, to get sandwiches in the North End, and then up to Nappy's, and then we definitely needed to run in the Fells the next day to run it all off. And it was great. Good luck to him. I think he's like trying to move house at some point in the next couple of weeks or months or something like that. He lives in the DC area, which I like. I made this joke, and we were out at a restaurant, and we were watching a Liverpool game for like a lunchtime Liverpool game down in Somerville. And I made this joke that no one is a Caps fan. And I sort of extended that out to no one is a fan of like DC sports. People go and people like those teams, certainly. And there are folks there that are like, I think outside the DMV that are like that you're like, hey, this is fine. Like Baltimore, okay, fine, whatever. But like I made this joke that like when it comes to the Capitals, no one's like, hey, I'm a Caps fan and I'm gonna fight you, right? I can't tell you. I know like at least 3 people on a first name basis that have Bruins tattoos on the tops of their hands. No one has the equivalent of the like Washington Capitals W. I do like their graphic design and I do like their color scheme, especially back in like the mid 2010s where their jerseys were red and featured more red and blue. Now, and especially their throwback jerseys, the ones that are like sort of black and in like the like brown gold color, those are a crime. Like that's a crime of a jersey. The Peter Bonda like Capitals jersey, give me a break there. And this is all coming from, of course, a Penguins fan. But I think that for the most part, the sort of the DMV sports deal is supported, like the Wizards. Oh, of course, the Wizards are supported by like, you know, just contracting companies or consulting companies that just buy seats and suites and all that kind of stuff. And it's like it doesn't matter that the Wizards were like, you know what, this year and next year and maybe the year after and also for the previous decade, we're going to be tanking. You know, and we're gonna be in rebuilding mode, but kind of like the rebuilding mode that is like for the shed that I'm building in my backyard, where you haven't bought any of the materials, but you've told a couple people that you're gonna do it, but like no action has been taken. Like you haven't even measured the area, but you're like, yeah, I'm thinking about doing it. It'd be nice. That's the situation in the Washington sports world, and you can listen more about that on Courtside with like Gavin. Actually, this is the first time in a while. I haven't seen the Courtside PSA like sitting around the studio, but that would be really nice. I think Gavin is one of the hosts of Courtside, but they can tell you that they're not going to be talking Wizards anytime soon as the playoffs begin. All right, I think I'm going to play a couple more songs and then I think I'm going to maybe talk some more and then that's what I think I'm going to do. Okay, hey, thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
let's form a girl.
Oh,
Okay, yeah, that's going to be it for me. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I got a confirmation from Andrew that everything I said about the DMV is correct regarding sports teams. And also a reminder that, yeah, the Pens play the Flyers in the first round. Battle of Pennsylvania is back. The Flyers gave me one of the worst playoff losses ever. I think it was in 2013, first round loss to the Claude Giroux Flyers. I hated that team. I hated that team so much. Anyway, hey, have a great time. TK is here with Music Metal Otherwise Miss. I will be gone until next week when I will be back. Great. Thanks for listening.